It's time now for your email, and a number of you wrote about yesterday's commentary from Reza Aslan. Aslan said the negative reaction to a proposed Islamic center in Lower Manhattan is a sign that Islamophobia is on the rise in the United States.
William Manette of Mount Vernon, Washington writes this: "Like Reza Aslan, I am appalled by the degree of intolerance many Americans demonstrate when it comes to Islam. I am not Muslim, but I strongly support the Muslim community's right to freely practice their religion in the United States like any other religious community. When I consider the ignorance, intolerance, and gullibility of an increasingly growing number of Americans, I wonder how this country can possibly remain a respected and credible world leader."
But Paul Simons of Levittown, Pennsylvania writes this: "First, by our Constitution, we do not discriminate for or against any religion, so it's no one's business except the congregations where or whether a house of worship goes up. In this, we are different from, say, Saudi Arabia or Sudan. If I wanted to put up a Jewish center and synagogue in Riyadh or Khartoum, I would get nowhere except probably dead. Second, giving Mr. Aslan a platform to threaten, and it was a veiled threat, violent retaliation by radicalized young men should not have happened. In this country, every group has rights, but no group is immune from questions, examination, criticism."
Then there were the letters about Friday's stories on the artery-clogging array of food at two state fairs. Phil LaRousse of New Kensington, Pennsylvania, was disgusted. He writes this: "Hamburgers between two glazed donuts, deep-fried butter, and chocolate-covered bacon are at best gross perversions of food. This is gastronomical pornography."
But Ruth Kramer Zioni of Los Angeles said she was inspired to ditch her healthy dinner of wild-caught salmon and vegetables. She writes, "As I listened to the variety of items available on a stick, my formerly appealing dinner seemed totally unappetizing, and by the time your reporter described the donut burger, I had headed to my computer and ordered online a fancy pizza."
Ms. Kramer Zioni continues, "Tomorrow, while I try for a double workout in an attempt to make up for this splurge of calories, I know I'll be secretly longing for the chocolate-covered bacon, which I am sure is not even allowed to be served in Southern California."
Please keep serving up your letters. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
This is NPR.